not just praying, Lord, have mercy on me, my four. Have mercy on the church. Bless the pastor. No, I'm listening. I'm worshiping. I'm creating an atmosphere for God to speak to me, for him to be comfortable with me. Amen. I'm creating an atmosphere for him to show up and show out to do what he wants to do in the place where I am. Your prayer should have praise and worship incorporated in it. It should be together. It should be something that you do all at once. My prayer is praise. My prayer is worship. My prayer is communing with God, talking to him, him talking back to me. Amen. Oh, yeah, we know how to tell God, you know, and I'm not fascinated by these people who say they praying and they preaching when they pray or whatever. I'm not fascinated with that. Lord, he sure did pray. But he was talking to y'all. He stopped talking to God. I know this one guy, every time I hear him pray, thank you, Lord, that I raised on cornbread and beans. Mama showed me how to love. Thank you, Lord. And then y'all need to get it right. God said.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise for this Lord's Supper experience. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you'll get your Bibles and stand to your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity to hear your word. Let the Holy Ghost meet and minister to each and every one of us. right where we are with your living word of truth. And then lift us to the place you'd have us to be. Lord, we surrender and submit ourselves to you. Speak to our hearts. Minister to our minds. And meet us in the text. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to St. John chapter 19, verse 30. St. John chapter 19, verse 30. Recorded are these words. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. If we were to read this with the grammatical markings intact and call them out, it would sound like this. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, comma, he said, comma, "It is finished," colon, and he bowed his head, comma, and gave up the ghost, period. I know some of y'all missed that, but I need you to understand, John paints a different picture from the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew 27 and 50 says, "And he cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost." Mark 15 and 37 says, "And with a loud voice he cried and gave up the ghost." Luke 23 and 46, the Bible says that he says, "And when he had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And when he had thus said, he gave up the ghost." But John 19:30 says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost." And for just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, "It's already done." It's already done. If we could get the believer to focus in on the finished work of Christ at Calvary and recognize that many of the issues we suffer from and with today is because we have not fully incorporated this understanding that it's already done in our thinking. In other words, the enemy would not have the power or presence in our path and in our lives and in our situations if, when he presents his issues, we were able to refer to the finished work at Calvary and say, devil, it's already done. You are a defeated foe. You are bluffing. You are pretending. As a matter of fact, Jesus has said, you're one, a deceiver. And two, you're a liar. And because I know this, then I know what experiences I am having is a part of fear. You know, false evidence appearing real. I might be having symptoms, but the symptoms are systematic of fear complexes, which means that I'm trusting more in flesh than I am faith. And when I begin to understand that the fight I'm fighting has already been fought and won, that it's already done, this thing could be over already. And John brings up the fact that Jesus says, it, singular. What is he talking about, it? He's talking about Jesus' assignment. It, Jesus, he's talking about his mission for coming here on planet Earth. It, that Jesus himself had received of the Father, given to him to do as only he could do, was now finished. Ask yourself a question. When he shouted out, it is finished, who do you think he was talking to? He wasn't talking to the soldiers. He wasn't speaking to the crowd. But he was speaking to his Father. The crowd didn't give him that assignment. His Father did. And so he was declaring that the work that his Father had sent him to do on Calvary is finally complete. And I think I need to help you understand, my brothers and sisters, it is loaded, because if you don't understand what it's loaded with, it'll just seem like it is finished and you through with that. But you got to know what's finished. I think it'll help you to understand what's in your salvific policy, your salvation policy. Yeah, you got insurance, but you don't know your coverage. You need to have some assurance with your insurance, so that you will be able to say, it's already done. Don't be fooled by what you see. Don't be fooled by what you hear. Don't be fooled by what you feel. None of that is subject to the reality of the fact that it's already done on God's part. Now let's look at it, because there are two parts to put it. There's God's part and that's your part. God's part is already finished. That's what I need you to get today. His part is already done. As a matter of fact, he got all of his things together and dispensationally put them in order. That's one of the reasons why God doesn't have to get in a hurry when you call on him, because he saw what was going to happen before it happened. And before it happened, he put in your help and your support system before that ever came up. Matter of fact, before the foundation of the world was even made, he saw your issues and took care of them. So you need to know, he already knows what you're going through. Won't you tell somebody, he already knows what you're going through. Now, when you know that he knows what you're already going through, you got to find out, what's my blessing in this lesson? This thing wasn't done in the dark. This thing was not done outside of God's vision. This thing was not done without his knowledge. He had to give approval to it. And he promised he wouldn't put more on me than I could bear. So what's the blessing in this lesson. See, because everything God allows to come our way is to grow us, to strengthen us. It's to define us. It's to make us stronger, to make us better, to take us to another place in Him. Our struggles, our troubles, our storms only come to make us strong. And so John points out that Jesus' work is finished. There are three things that you can just package so that they'll be portable so you can take out of this place with you. One, it's your salvation. And salvation covers a plethora of things. Salvation literally means deliverance. Now, it means deliverance of the soul, and it means deliverance from problems, issues, situation, etc. It's deliverance. So when you say salvation, it means you've been delivered. Not just saved, but you've been delivered. If you got salvation, it means you're already delivered. You might still be locked in a room with open doors. It's because you ain't got sense enough to know you've been delivered. Sometimes it's just a matter of you turning the knob. But just because you see the bars and you heard the click, you thought you were locked in, because that's how the devil plays with our minds. But you've got to understand that Jesus paid the price to deliver you. That's salvation. Second thing is, you through Jesus Christ have become the righteousness of God. You could never be righteous enough in your own self without Jesus Christ. That there is no good you can do. That's why Paul said, there's no good thing in me that is in my flesh. In other words, you can't qualify to be good enough to have God's presence with you, because you were born in sin, shaping in iniquity, and then you decided to sin on your own. So there is no righteousness of yourself. Whatever righteousness is worthy of God comes through Jesus Christ. So you got salvation, you have righteousness, and here's the thing everybody else wants is blessings. Your blessings have already been bought. You have brand new benefits every day, and you overlook them. You take them for granted. You don't even realize that the reason you're still standing, when you made some silly decisions and you made decisions in the wrong place with the wrong people at the wrong time, you could have been dead, sleeping in your grave. But because you were saved, God covered you. How many will be honest enough and say, I messed up, but the Lord kept me? Any real people in the house? I know we look holy today and we in the church and we won't act like we ain't never done nothing. But if he played back the video of our lives, there'd be a whole lot of tipping out. From the top to the bottom, from the front to the back, ain't nobody slipping through a crack. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You might look holy now, but it's the righteousness of Jesus all over you. It ain't nothing you've done. And he's paid for your blessings based on Jesus. It ain't because you deserve them. Don't let the devil fool you. You ain't ever been good enough to deserve it. It's because you accepted Jesus. And in accepting Jesus, he provided salvation, deliverance. He provided righteousness. And he provided the blessings that come with belonging to him. Now notice here again, it says, it is finished. In the Greek, this word finished is actually a phrase. These words, it is finished, comes from the Greek word teleo. Some pronounce it tetelestai. But whatever you say, there's different ways to pronounce this. It means it is finished. Here are several things connected with the meaning. It means one, accomplished. It means two, complete. It means three, paid in full. And then four, finally, it means finished. And all of these apply to Jesus. Matter of fact, John 19th chapter in the 28th verse says, when he saw that all things were accomplished. Accomplished. That was one of the words that finish represents. See, Jesus stuck with the task until he had accomplished everything he was sent to do. Accomplished. That means that he did what was expected of him. He did what was assigned to him. He fulfilled it. And so notice again, the word says that Jesus, again in the 30th verse of this 19th chapter, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar. Now that didn't, no, Matthew didn't say nothing about it. Mark and Luke didn't say about it. In this context, why does John bring it up? Because John is reminding us that in the finished works, that Jesus was the true Lamb of God. He said it in the first chapter, that Jesus, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But he uses this term to reference Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. When they were there in Egypt, and the Bible tells us that God told them to take the blood of a first yearling lamb, pure blood, put it in a basin, and then take hyssop, and then dip the hyssop in the blood, and then strike it against the lintel and the doorposts, so that the death angel would pass over the house of those who had the blood of the lamb over the door. John was just trying to remind them that that was just a type of Christ. That was just a preview of Christ. That the real Lamb of God was on the cross. And so when they took hyssop and put a sponge on it and put it up to Jesus's lips, when Jesus had received it, it's also in fulfillment to Psalms chapter 69, verse 21, when he said, they also gave me gall for my meat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. Y'all ought to hear me here. And John is bringing back the fulfillment of the prophecy spoken of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus does all of these things and put all of this in order so that when he says it is finished, there was nothing done that was not done that was supposed to be done when he said it was done. He left no stone unturned. John brings this to the forefront of their minds. And my brothers and sisters, when we looked at the word finish, you can't finish what's been finished. You can't complete what's been
completed. When he said it's finished, it means it's already done. You can't add nothing to it. You can't make perfection more perfect. If it's perfect, it's perfect. And so you need to realize this is what Jesus was saying, that he has accomplished everything for you and me that we could not do for ourselves on the cross. He nailed every sin, transgression, your sickness, your issues, your poverty, everything that you have issues with, Jesus dealt with it on the cross. When you talk about teleo, it literally means that he has accomplished and completed everything. If you use it in the terms of a servant would come back to his master and said, "Master, that you have assigned me to do, teleo. It is finished." If you're talking about a merchant will say, when you say, "Well, look, total up my bill, I want to make sure that I pay it," and the merchant totals up all of the bills and it says it's going to cost you such and such, and when you pay that, he gives you a receipt that says teleo, paid in full. Are y'all trying to hit me today? Jesus finished everything concerning us, so much so that it's been deposited in our account. It is already done with our names on it. We have just got to learn how to access our claim and receive it. Well, Pastor, whatever you bring up to me and tell me you've got an issue with, the reason why I ain't got to waste much more time telling you about this, that, and the other is because it's all been covered. It's all done. It's all finished. It's all complete. Every issue you have a problem with, Jesus took care of it. Isn't that shouting news? You worrying yourself about stuff that's already been taken care of because you didn't know it's been provided for you. And so, my brothers and my sisters, when we see how Jesus makes this so real, notice here again, the Bible says that he says it is finished, and he doesn't say, "I am finished," for a very important reason. He says it because his whole purpose, 33 and a half years, that's all it took, for him to come and to fulfill his assignment. When he was through doing what the Lord said do, it was time to leave. Have you ever heard the saying, you poured a good bucket of milk and then kicked it over? See, you got to know when you're through how to move on. Some of us do good and then we tear down the good we do. Jesus said, "It's finished. Ain't no sense in me hanging around here now. I came for a purpose, and fulfilling my purpose, I'm getting ready to go back home now." Now listen to this. I'm bringing this to a close. What I love about this is everything, every debt we owe, he's paid it in full. Not in part, in full. So that means we don't owe the devil nothing. That's why the devil can't lay claim to us, because we were bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ purchased our freedom, our liberty, our righteousness, our salvation, our deliverance, and our blessings. The devil can't hold anything against us. And even if we still mess up, the Bible says that he's faithful and just to forgive us. And
for my way,
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for